Hello friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Emerson and Johnny. Hey guys, they send us an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com. Send me your idea and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for today's story? Me too, let's go! Emerson and Johnny lived in a land a long, long time ago. They lived on a farm with a whole bunch of animals that it was their job to take care of. And do you know how long ago they lived? They lived so long ago it was even before the light bulb. Yeah, so how do you think they would make light? Do you think they had flashlights? No, it was before flashlights. Could they flip on a switch on the wall to turn on the lights? Oh yeah, there's no light bulbs. Huh, how are they going to do this? Oh, that's right. A long time ago, they had lanterns and candles. So the light would come from a tiny little flame or a piece of the fire. Yeah, and so that is the only way that you could light up a dark place. Emerson, where are you? We gotta close up the barn. It's getting late. Emerson and Johnny, it was getting time for them to close up the barn and put all the animals to sleep because it was getting very windy, and so they had to put all the animals back in their stalls. Yeah, it's not good to leave animals out when it's very windy like that. The cows and horses and pigs, they all needed to go into a safe place so that no trees would tip over or branches. And so they were doing a very good job. Emerson and Johnny both led all the animals into their places. All right. Hey, Johnny, can you get the pigs? I'm going to get all the horses. Emerson ran out to get all the horses and brought them back in. Johnny was just finishing up with the pigs, which are very hard to get them to obey because pigs are very silly, stubborn creatures. Come on, guys, shouted Johnny as he had to push some of the bigger pigs because they just didn't want to move. Ugh! You guys are so heavy. Ugh! Johnny pushed with all his might and finally got the last pig back in the barn. Johnny, we gotta hurry. The wind's starting to pick up. And just like that, a big branch came crashing down next to the barn. Crash! Whoa! Emerson, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. It just missed some of the horses. We gotta hurry. They finished getting all the horses and the rest of all the animals back into their big, big barn. Whew, that was a close one. All right, well, let's make sure we blow out all the candles and blow out everything. And then we can get back inside. Emerson and Johnny started going around and blowing out all of the lanterns and the candles that had been giving them light. And then, all of a sudden, something terrible happened. One of the lanterns on the far side of the barn got blown over by a big gust of wind. And that lantern fell right onto a pile of straw. Oh no, this is bad. Emerson came running and saw the flames just start to ignite and get really big and really hot. Johnny, we gotta get the animals out of here, fast. They both worked very hard together to get all the animals back into the open pasture because with a fire nearby, the barn is now not a safe place to be. What are they gonna do? It's so windy and now there's a fire. As the fire began to grow and spread, the wind began to pick up little pieces of ash and ember and blow them all over the place. Before you knew it, the fire had spread across the entire town. Oh no! Emerson and Johnny needed to act fast. They were a part of the firefighting team that was in this town. And so they ran to their firefighting HQ and got all the firefighters' attentions and told them exactly what was going on. As soon as Emerson finished describing all the problems of how the fire was spreading, everyone got to work. They grabbed all their buckets and their wheelbarrows full of water, because even way back then, they did not have fire trucks. They only had buckets and wheelbarrows, and it was going to be really hard to get all of this fire put out. But they never gave up. It was a good thing that there was a river flowing nearby, because what flows in a river that could be helpful right now? The water! Yes! And so they would form a line of people, and one person would dunk a bucket into the water and then pass it to the next person, and down the line the bucket went all the way to where the fire was. This fire brigade was very fast. Johnny was in charge of this line, and so he had about 15 buckets that he was sending back and forth through the line. They had to get this fire out fast, because the wind was starting to get even stronger. Emerson had a plan. She knew that there was some of the canals that flowed through the farmland that they could open up and let the water flow through the canals that was built to hydrate and water all their plants. If she could do that, that would make the water spread a lot faster so that they could get it to where all the fire was. Emerson ran up to the river where she had to open up that canal to let all the water flow in. All right, everyone, Emerson shouted. I'm going to open up these canals. It's going to flow the water everywhere. I need you to, everyone, grab a bucket. Everyone in the whole town started to help. Everyone grabbed a bucket and got to work. As Emerson opened up the canal and the water flowed into the city on the canals, it was working perfectly. There were several little fires that were now easily extinguished. Wow! Emerson and Johnny saved the town. They saved all those animals from that terrible, terrible fire. And it's a good thing that they acted fast when that first flame caught the hay. Great job, Emerson and Johnny. You guys are some awesome firefighting heroes. We'll see you next time. Bye. Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for good shout outs. I want to say hey to Carol from Bedfordshire, Adriel, Austin, and Oren from Canada, Dylan from California, Alex from Granite City, Illinois, and William and Jacob from Ontario, Canada. I'm so glad that you're all on our Kids Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Well, my friends, I hope you have a super duper day. And guess what? There are so many more adventures. So I will see you on our next story. Bye.